Honourable members, before we then move to the issues of the minutes, let me just take you through the agenda for today. And we have opened the meeting officially, and we'll look into the apologies as quickly as possible. We will do the adoption of the minutes. Those will be the minutes for the 16th of September 2014. We have a program that we have circulated to members, which has taken on board all issues. All matters that Parliament is intending as committees of Parliament to deal with, which we have circulated and would like the members to look into that program as item number 4. The last item, which is the main item for today, will be the inquiry into the SABC board chairperson allegations on mispresentation of her qualifications to Parliament. So that is the program for our day today. So let us to then quickly deal with the admin part of the committee work, which is the first item. On apologies, which is item number 2, we have an apology from Honourable Gwana, who's not well. That is the only apology I have for today. Otherwise, the rest of the members are present. That's appreciated. Okay. Can we then look into the start of our minutes? Like I indicated, it is the minutes of the 16th of September in 2014. On that day, at Old Assembly Venue, what was happening, we adopted the minutes of the 9th of September. I'm actually on the minutes already, and that is page 1 of the minutes on taking members. So, we adopted the minutes of the 9th of September. There was a briefing by South African Broadcasting Corporation on its quarter expenditure report. There was briefing by the Media Development and Diversity Agency, that is MDDA, on their third quarter report, 2013-2014 expenditure. So that is what was happening. And then if there are any amendments, corrections on page number 1, members should continue to page 1 of the minutes. Page 2 of the minutes.
The third paragraph, SIBC is printed down.
Which page is that?
Third.
That page, huh? Where are you?
It's a third paragraph. The SIBC is printed right.
Ah, okay. That would be corrected. The SIBC will remain with what? Honorable Canaco?
The spelling of the honorable member's name is not Kaloko, Kalako.
Can we kindly correct honorable Kalako's spelling to to be the correct one, I'll have it. Okay, the correction of the spelling there. Any other message? Page 3. If nothing, let's proceed to page 4. Page 4, Honourable David.
Thank you, Chair. My issue isn't with the actual minutes as they're represented here, but it does relate to what is in the minutes. It says under Section 5 that the committee resolves to suspend the SABC chairperson. And I think we were all surprised to read in the media that that recommendation wasn't taken for
Honourable David, according to what all minutes, can we deal with that?
Well, this is in the minutes,
yes.
Madam Chair.
Let's deal with the minutes, please. Any matter correction on page number 4? Okay. If there are no corrections, no amendments, can we move for the adoption of the minutes? Can I have a mover? Honorable Karoko is moving for the adoption. Any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Madisha. Thank you. Okay. We are on now item number 2. No, no. 2 is gone. 3 is gone. We're at number 4. We will be looking at the adoption of the committee program for 2014. All members having the copy of the program? Okay, the copy of the program, do you have a spare copy? But you have a pack. Okay, the yellow one. We will do something, so you can refer to Honorable Honorable Ndongeni, is there? And you can refer as well. Okay, Honorable Members, there are some issues that I need to clear quickly before we even proceed. The issue of Parliament's venue is a big problem. There was an indication that was virtually in Parliament, lack of venue, etc. It is a serious problem. So normally what happens when once we have a program, we submit it to the Chair of Chairs, and once it's confirmed, then we're able to get the venue. The unfortunate part with us, we're at a strategic planning session, and we couldn't have a program at the time, because the strategic planning session was supposed to guide us in terms of what is it that becomes part of the program, including what Parliament does. So, I'm actually raising this with Honourable Members, so that moving forward, let's not really trouble one another. It is tedious to look for a venue if the venues are already taken to Parliament outside, because we're in the whole process of also applying for a venue, putting up the budget. We can do that as a staff member, but if members start to question us about that again, it becomes more problematic. I request that members, because it's not a new Parliament, if they see that this is a venue outside, they don't understand how is it, they can also liaise with the other members who've been there in the committees before. Why is it? Because there's no, we all intend to sit in Parliament, we don't want to go outside. You can see, we're even watching it in here, and therefore, you know, because I overload the staff with a lot of work. But now, if there are questions again, why is it, what is the budget, obviously Parliament can't confirm a venue if there's no reason for us to be. And it's completely uncomfortable to be outside Parliament. So I actually indicate to members moving forward, let's not really trouble one another about why this, why not that. In terms of venues, it's not our problem. It's Parliament's problem. They don't have sufficient space. First come, first set in terms of committees. We normally do our best because our decision is quite quick enough to deal with it. Unfortunately for now, we were overtaken by the rest of other secretaries who are much faster than us. And therefore, sitting here uncomfortable as it was outside Parliament, work must continue. We cannot leave it. We have a responsibility to ensure that our committee meetings. So I just needed to hear that so that in future we don't get questions that relates to why this and why that. You know what's that? Sometimes we have a lot to deal with, you know, selling this trainer. Okay. Now, Honourable Member, I have considered all activities of Parliament, and I have actually put on the program all issues which are critical that need at the attention of the committee, where even Parliament wants us to give the feedback to report back. And we have actually outlined our program as we receive outlined the way. So can the members go through, can we quickly go through it and maybe just for me to clarify some other aspects. The 14th is a day that we confirmed ourselves as a committee. And we all know that we actually said it would be scheduled for the hearing and we are seated here for that. Precisely for that. The 21st, the Auditor General has already tabled the report. The annual reports are already tabled and we are therefore going to be dealing with the entire the package of the Auditor General, the National Treasury, together with the audit outcome, with our entity. It's a critical matter, it has to be done. And therefore we'll put it there. If members look at the program of the 21st, we'll realize we've also started a discussion on the budgetary review and recommendation report. That is a visible art. We will be starting to just give a hint and an outline in terms of how it is going to happen there. It's just an introduction, we'll be introducing it, but basically we'll be looking at the audit report. Members, I'm sure, have received from the Pigeon Holes a huge documentation. Those are all annual reports. And well, of course, because I think we'll be Parliament, we're not going to have a squabble with anybody that we did not get the report on time. And they are able to Parliament, they've got a deadline, we have all the way, and members will realize we've got a lot of work to deal with in preparation to the meeting of the 21st of October. Part of what I'm highlighting is that the board is very tight from Parliament. On the 28th, the members will see, then we'll be dealing with the vision for us, which is budgetary review recommendation, where after the report that will have been tabled, we'll look into it. And of course, we are open to any suggestion that members think it can make their life much more easily without diverting from the paper. On the 4th of November, it will be interviews of candidates for the MDDA. I can start your questions now. No, no, MDDA. We have been dealing with the entities for much broader time. That is media development and diversity agents. So we will be actually starting to sit for that interview. That will be the 4th of November. Getting to the 11th of November, it will be after the interview, so we'll be adopting the report and recommendation for the appointment of the candidate, only one. It will also be communication and public service and administration. You remember we're new from the issues of the proclamation, the establishment of the entity of the communication, and also the telecommunications, the other side, and therefore from time to time we'll embark on that. From the strategic planning session where we looked into those matters in detail. And therefore, part of what we need to then do is to consistently assess and be assured that we're on the correct path. More especially since the proclamation has been undergoing construction in terms of being proper, and we become confident that now the communication department stands. We'll also have the minister, you remember from the strategic planning session, those are the minister bringing the production advisory council. It is important for us to interact with it. Getting to the 18th, it will be the briefing again by the Minister of Communication on the National Communication Strategy. Remember, as a communication, a portfolio committee, the issue of communication is critical. The strategy is key in terms of our work. So it will be the communication strategy and communication test team report and recommendation. We need to thoroughly look at the budget set that entire time, but that's part of our key task, and therefore we cannot take a break or maybe go to the next time before we're done with that task. The 25th to 28th is committee oversight visits, and we've identified CASA, MDDA, and FPB. That is clearly from publication board. Remember, members, once we deal with oversight, because these are the new entities, we are going to round them up, all of them. But we are going to do it that we are not just going to put them for the sake of, but we are definitely going to post them. Oversight visits, some of it might not be pronounced. I'm sure those that are already pronounced might be likely to go to the first one. Sometimes you have to go there you know, without announcing it, we'll discuss it among ourselves as members, but might not tell the entities that we are coming, because we don't want to see the brightest flower pot, the brightest table. We want to just see the situation as it stands, and therefore we will have identified this moving forward. Sometimes we might not pronounce it, so long as the oversight says this is serious, we will just deal with it knowingly among ourselves going there, so that we are able to see the correct picture of the entity. So, honourable members, that's where we are. You can see though, we have outlined also a part of all the work, meeting with the CASA, meeting with, you know, in terms of the oversight. Basically, that's what we have put up for yourself, and then can I hear from members if they're comfortable, and we are going to have our program and move forward. Of course, members should remember that we always allow some space. If there's any emergency, any issue, we are able to take it on board. But basically, we must work based on a plan. It cannot be headless. So we have provided a program. Can we then hear? Yes, I have seen two hands. Honorable Lloyd, your hand is up. Honorable David, in that order.
Thanks, Chair. Look, I wanted to speak to the question of the venue, that we must have insisted that the inquiry takes place in the Parliament venue, where precisely because the rest of the public has an interest in the matter, and we need to perform, in my view, such an important duty in the eyes of the public that has sent us. So I think that we must put it on record that the manner in which venues are distributed must also take into consideration the weight of the issues. I mean, this is not the ordinary meeting of our work central in that sense. That's what I thought that we must put on record. At least that's our view, that it would have been encouraging if Parliament gave us a venue and not dismiss us because we arrived late, in that sense, because then Parliament TV is not on, and our people want to see justice being done. That Parliament people and Parliament representatives are taking the questions of corruption seriously. I'm fine with the program, and I move for its adoption. Thank you.
A move up for the adoption of the program done. But maybe just to indicate, Honorable Lloyd, we have done what you are saying. Possibly what I can can encourage members to do through your chief with maybe raises that, it has been a long standing problem for Parliament. I've been in other committees in the past. I know the squabble in terms of getting views. Sometimes you find that you've got a very small venue and you've got a big meeting. Sometimes creativity among the secretaries to solve venues, but frankly, we've got a big problem in terms of venue. We have done what we can. We have tried our best. And we try to motivate, but unfortunately, the problem is that we're just watched in Parliament. And therefore, the issue of the arrangement of venues needs to be relooked. I take that, and I want to believe that members will also use other fora to look into how best can we have best venues. But also, just to remind members that only two venues get access on assembly and E249. There are all other venues there, but they're not connected to all of the same. Noted.
Thank you, Chair. Broadly, the program looks fine. I am a little bit concerned that there's nothing on here about the vacancies of the Independent Communications Authority. I understand that two councillors left last month, and I think two more are due to leave at the end of this month. It's my understanding that this committee needs to place the advertisement and needs to conduct the process of appointing new councillors. And I really believe that should be on the program for this term. So I'd just like to hear your feedback on that. Thank you.
No, we have considered that and we looked at the time. We're still within the correct timing. There's still communication between the committee and the speaker. As soon as we have cleared, we'll actually give you feedback from time to time in the PC meeting. But we are, of course, in terms of that, we have noted that as well. So as soon soon as we finalize that communication between the speaker's office and the committee, then we will be able to proceed. We will keep giving the next committee meeting, we will give feedback in terms of the process. Thanks, Honourable Member. So we test. Are you moving for secondment or secondment of the process? Honourable Tarabu, your hand is up.
Second man.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Okay, in the light that we now have a basis to do our work with the committee, the program is adopted. Honourable Member, thank you very much. I would need to move to the next agenda item. Probably just to indicate that the next item is item number 5. It reads as inquiry into the SABC board chairperson allegations of misrepresentation of her qualifications to Parliament. The first thing that I need to do there, Honourable Member, is just to check that we all have our packs and take through the package as members. The second thing is just to assess and be sure that the chairperson of the SABC board is present. Okay, meaning that we can be able to proceed with our meeting. Your pack, Honourable Member. The unfortunate part is already here. He can have those documents, but then he might not be having them readily available. We are already here. You see the difficulty of not working in Parliament. You know, we never envisage that a member might look for an extra document. And can I encourage members, if there's extra information you want, to request it in advance? We Honourable Radisha wanted a document that relates to the advert. Yeah, we will avail it, unfortunately, so we can't do it now because I wouldn't like him to leave his desk. Yes, we're actually squabbling about our seating arrangement. It's not so good. And we think we need to put a table. I would request a little bit of a pause. We put a table, but we can leave a chairperson of the SABC board to be at the back. We need to have an arrangement where she can be nearer, so that we can be able to proceed. Thank you.
I don't think it's practical for the chairperson to be sitting behind us, because we're going to be asking her questions, and I really think that she needs to face the committee so that we can all have an equal opportunity to ask her questions. So may I propose that the chairperson actually moves to the front table. Thank you.
To
where you are. Sorry, Chairperson. I was referring to the chairperson of the SABC.
I know. I know. That's two chairpersons. The legal opinion, the letter to SABC board chairperson in 2015. letter from the SABC board chair on the 11th, the letter to SABC board chairperson on the 14th of August, email from the SABC board chairperson dated 26th August, letter from the SABC board chairperson dated 17th, letter from the SABC board chairperson dated 23rd, notice of. Oh, that's the letter 2, meaning that from us to the SABC. Actually, it says the letter on the 17th, it was a response to the same letter, SABC chairperson dated 23rd of September. And then we have a notice of hearing that was sent to the SABC board chairperson on the 23rd of September. That's the package. Okay. Now, honorable members, Anna, we're going to then proceed with the procedure for today, and I'll outline how to go about.